Back now with Day to Day. It's July 4th. Maybe you're going to see a movie today before checking out the fireworks. Well, will the new films explode or fizzle at the box office? Yeah, I know. Anyway, to tell us what the critics think of this week's new releases, here's Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's Summary Judgment.
We know many of you will see firework displays tonight that will have hundreds of people going, ooh, and ah. Well, here's one movie with a visual display that might have some going, ew. Like, how about Sir Ben Kingsley sucking face with Mary-Kate Olsen, one of the Olsen twins? You heard me right. In the independent coming-of-age story set in the early 1990s, The Whackness, Josh Peck plays a troubled young pot dealer who strikes up a friendship with a psychiatrist played by Kingsley, and they work out a deal. Free weed for therapy sessions. Wow, he must have the Writers Guild health plan.
So what's on your mind, Luke?
Nothing. I can make something up.
Fine. Make something up, then.
Look, Dr. Squires.
Call me Jeff.
Look, Jeff. Dr. Squires. How much you need, man?
You're the one who needs this, son.
The critics like the whack in The Whackness. Film Threat Bogart's a gem of a dark comedy. Variety says The Whackness treads familiar terrain with assurance and distinction, and USA Today puffs darkly funny and life-affirming. And now for one of the biggest summer releases just in time for the 4th of July. Here's Will Smith starring in Hancock. Now, I personally don't see Smith as John Hancock, one of the founding fathers. But hey, maybe when he's signing the Declaration of Independence, he's all like, yo, I... Wait, Mark, could you... Oh, he's not playing John Hancock. Well, apparently Smith plays an alcoholic, washed-up superhero who wants to be left alone. But PR whiz Jason Bateman wants to reinvent his image.
How come I didn't hear any of this? I didn't read about it in the newspapers?
It was probably in the papers 80 years ago.
80 years ago?
Oh, I don't age.
The nation's critics are split on the action comedy. Will Smith's hometown paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, applauds Hancock as a smart, rollicking tale rife with cool special effects. The New Yorker raves, by far the most enjoyable big movie of the summer, but many of the detractors agree with the Chicago Tribune, which growls, not even Smith's charisma can mitigate the chaos that is Hancock. Well, maybe they should have made a movie about the great American John Hancock. You know, all these Hollywood types, they take this nation for granted. Love it or leave it, pal. Now, if you excuse me, I'm getting ready for my usual 4th of July movie marathon. All three Chuck Norris missing in action movies, Rambo 3, and a little patriotic gem called Red Dawn, where American teenagers single-handedly stop a Cuban and Russian invasion. These colors don't run, baby.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer and a great American patriot living in Los Angeles.